We continue our programs dedicated to the Armenian Film Festival Australia with an interview with writer, filmmaker and Emmy Award winner, actor Michael Gurjan. Michael, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Michael, a bit about you. Has acting and the film industry always interested you?
Yeah, I started out pretty young doing theater. I grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, California. And I did theater as a kid, and then ended up going to UCLA, the theater department at UCLA. And from there, I started working as an actor and got into film. And after a little while, moved from just acting to trying to create my own projects, things that I cared about.
Michael, in a couple of days, the Armenian Film Festival Australia will open in Melbourne with a gala night and later in Sydney with your film, Amerigatsi. Could you talk about the movie and how the idea of the movie developed?
Sure, yeah. It's a long, long story. It's been a long journey. I started in 2018. Well, actually, to go all the way back, I visited Armenia for the first time in 2006. And I was quite moved going there. And I really was hoping to take my time, but to find something a film that I could shoot in Armenia, something that meant something to me and could be done there. And it took quite a while for me to figure out what that was. But eventually in 2018, during the revolution, like many Armenians, I was following what was going on, and the idea for a script came up, which eventually became Amerigatsi. So 2019, I went back to Armenia to scout and to try to get the film set up. I had help from a lot of different Armenians, some in the diaspora and then some there in Hayastan. And we began shooting the film. Eventually, we started right at the beginning of 2020. Well, I flew out to do pre-production, I think, a few days before New Year's Day, 2020. And we were in pre-production for about 2 months, 2.5 months, and we started shooting. But if you remember, March of 2020 is right when the pandemic started. So it was quite challenging. We were about 10, maybe 10 days of shooting, and we had to shut down the production. All of the actors and crew, everybody was from Armenia, but we had some Armenians from the diaspora. One of the actors in the film, Hovik Kushkarian, he's a Spanish Armenian actor, is in this show Money Heist, and he's in the film, and we had shot probably half of his scenes. And if you remember the pandemic when it started, Madrid was one of the places that got hit really bad. And he came to me and said, you know, Michael, I have a elderly mother who lives there, and I really should go back. So he flew back. And then other people left because we knew the travel ban was going to happen. And I thought about flying back to my family in San Francisco, but my wife sort of convinced me. She said, no, this film is too important. You should stay and make sure that it gets finished. So I did. And I ended up being in Armenia, I think in total about 8 months before we finally were able to finish the entire film. And you know, it was very difficult, but at the same time, sort of in theme with the film itself, we really did our best to try to find the opportunities in the challenges that we faced. And I have to say that in a way, the film is actually a better film because of everything we went through, because of all of the things that we had to do. In a lot of ways, it benefited the film. And then, of course, you know, we wrapped the film in late July, and about two months later, the war broke out in Artsakh, and many of our cast and crew went and fought in that war, which, you know, for an American director is very, very unusual. But part of my goal of the film was I wanted to make an Armenian film that was hopeful, that at its core was about bringing Armenians together. from the diaspora, from the homeland, to bring us together in a way.
Michael, you spoke about challenges besides COVID and the war. What were other challenges while, you know, making the movie in Armenia? Technical challenges or finding the proper crew?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, I think since the Soviet Union fell, filmmaking in Armenia really kind of went downhill. And facility, you know, the facilities there, the equipment there were not, you know, it's not an easy place. Or at least that's what I thought starting out. But I have to say, you know, the difference between even a year, when we were prepping the film, like I was told by our producer in Armenia, Arman Nashanian, who I think was a guest at your festival last year, with his film Songs of Solomon. He helped facilitate the production in Armenia. And I remember early on, he said, you know, one of the things you're probably going to have to bring your own sound people to do sound, because traditionally in Armenia, in the Soviet Union, they wouldn't record sound on set. They would dub all the dialogue afterwards. And so there weren't people in Armenia trained to know how to record sound on set. So I think that was in like 2018. And then by the time we actually were ready to shoot, he said, oh, don't worry about it. Now we have at least two teams here in Armenia, young guys who know how to do sound. They're great. So, yeah, I think definitely the infrastructure for filmmaking in Armenia is, there's not much there, but it's growing, or was growing when we were doing the film. I think probably there's, because of the war and the pandemic, things have slowed down. But for me, even with some of the challenges, I would definitely still go back and shoot in Armenia. Because the thing is like for independent filmmaking, it's almost more challenging to be in an environment like the United States, where there's so much regulation and there's so much infrastructure, that it's fine if you have a $40 million film and you can pay all the unions and you can pay all the fees and things, you have to have a permit for everything. When you're making an independent film, you don't have all that money. So being able to shoot in a place like Armenia, where there's less of that to deal with, is freeing in a way.
And the actors were mainly locals, Armenians from Armenia?
Yes. 100%. Well, there are two characters from Russia. One is Nelly Uvarova, who is actually Armenian. She's half Armenian, half Russian, very much like her character in the film. Hovik Kushkarian, I mentioned before, is from Spain. Myself, everybody else was based in Armenia. And I have to say, you know, I've shown the film around, and one of my favorite compliments I get, especially from actors here in the United States, they say, where did you find all these actors? They're all so, even down to the smallest parts, they're so good. I said, well, Armenia, that's where I found them.
And how did you select the actors? Did you work with an agency in Armenia?
We had a casting director who helped. So a casting director that had done work with Arman's company before. But then also, I had a good friend in Armenia, Artsy Vakchinian, he's a scholar, and he writes a lot about Armenians in the diaspora in particular who are in the arts. And so, like Nelly Uvarova is someone else was cast in that role and it didn't work out. And Artsy is the one who said, oh, you know what? There's this Russian actor I know about. She's very well known there. And not many people know that she's Armenian. She would be very good for this role. So yeah, I had help from friends and then also a casting agent there.
Michael, the topic, the repatriation of Armenians to Armenia after World War II, is not a subject that is much discussed or studied. Usually it's the Armenian genocide or Artsakh. Why this unusual topic?
Well, partially because of what you just said, is not many people know about it. Not many people talk about it. It's an era, a part of our history that not much time is spent on. And that's one reason. But more importantly, because the film actually isn't really about repatriation. It takes place in that period, but the soul of the film is kind of more about humanity. And my goal was really to find a film, one that would be hopeful, but also that could connect to non-Armenians as much as Armenians. I think sometimes we can be a bit insular, and especially with filmmaking and our art, you know, there are a lot of things that have been made that we will appreciate, but to have a film that can translate and bridge over to the rest of the world, I think is important. We need to be able to share our culture. And so for me, it really was the story that I had about, which is really, it's just about a prisoner and a guard and the relationship between the two of them. And that story, you know, I've been told, people have seen the film and said, you know, the film could take place, in a way, it could take place in any country. It doesn't have to be Armenia. It could be in another post-Soviet country. So I chose that period, and because it worked for the story I wanted to tell. But on top of that, in writing the script, what I did find that was, I thought was interesting and important is, so the story is, in a way, it's from the standpoint of the main character, which I play, of a repatriate, someone, an Armenian from the diaspora, who's looking at his homeland and going, longing for home, longing for his culture. And that's kind of a story that many of us know who are in the diaspora. But once I got to Armenia and started working on the film there, I realized that that's only half of the story. The other half is the role that Tigran, the role that Hovik plays, the guard, which is the Armenians that grew up in the Soviet Union and had much of their culture stripped away and were Russified and said, you're not Armenians, you're Soviet citizens. And that's something that I think, especially for the diaspora, having more of an understanding of their story is important. So that's another aspect of why I chose this particular period.
Michael, why Amerigatsi? Is there a story behind the title?
It actually wasn't the original title. I had a different title that no one really liked. I didn't even like. And so in the entire time we were shooting, everybody was trying to come up with a title. We had a board on set with like all these different names on it of possible titles. And then it was like almost when we had finished shooting that I think it was the first AC who one day just said, hey, you know, everybody calls the character Amerigatsi. They're always calling him that. Why don't we call the film that? And it just stuck. And I like it because I think, one, it's an Armenian word, and it's nice to have a film with the Armenian word as the title. But also, it's pretty universal. Most people who see it, they might not know what it means, but they kind of understand, okay, it's something American in a foreign place. And that's enough, I think, to get people interested. So.
And are you pleased with how the film was received by critics and the audience?
It hasn't come out yet. We've been to about, I don't know, 15, 16 different film festivals. We've pretty much won every festival we've been to that where we were up for awards. So audiences very much like it. And so far, critics have all been very positive. It's difficult, though, because, you know, I made this film for people, not for critics. I guess what I mean by that is this is a film that I want people to enjoy. So my choices for how I made the film, the tone of the film, is not necessarily what independent film, at least in America, independent film is seen as being edgy and dark. And this is not that. But what I care about more is how audiences react to it. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, I did a lot on the film in terms of writing and directing and acting. But at the same time, so many great artists and craftsmen worked on this film. So many Armenians. And in a way, it sort of snowballed I originally started this thinking it would be a small, simple film, but eventually so many people have been involved. The score was done by the National Philharmonic in Armenia, and we didn't even plan for that. It's just the more we kind of built the film, more people wanted to be involved and said, well, we want to contribute, we want to be a part of this. And I think we accomplished that by inviting everyone in. I think art is meant to bring people together, and especially for Armenians today, the more we can work together, the better. So I think when you see the film, there's many fingerprints on this film of great people, and I'm very honored and proud of everybody that worked on it.
Michael, thank you for your time, the interview, and the interesting background information. We look forward to the Armenian Film Festival Australia Gala Night and watching Amir Gatsi.
Thank you, bye. Thank you.